Robin Hood Radio presents the commentary of Don Morrison. Don is a former editor at Time Magazine. He's an author, lecturer, and member of the Berkshire Eagle Advisory Board.
If you're old enough to collect Social Security, you may remember Hadacol. That was a patent medicine promoted heavily on radio and TV in the 40s and 50s. Social Security and Hadacol are related in a way you probably didn't know. Of course, they were both designed to make you feel better. And boy, some people are feeling great these days. The government just announced that next year's cost of living increase for Social Security recipients will be 8.7%, highest in 42 years. That's because inflation is soaring this year, and benefits are indexed to price rises. Congress used to vote on every increase, but that got so messy, both parties agreed decades ago to make it automatic. Good thing, too. Nearly half of retired folks rely on Social Security for the bulk of their income. So do most disabled Americans, who are also covered. Inflation is nothing to cheer, but at least some people have protection. As you know, Social Security was one of President Franklin Roosevelt's big New Deal reforms. But the idea was first introduced in American political discourse by Dudley J. LeBlanc. He was a small-time Louisiana politician, entrepreneur, and 1932 candidate for governor. He lost that election, but his proposal to give old folks a monthly stipend gained momentum. FDR signed it into law in 1935. LeBlanc went on to become a four-time Louisiana state senator and the inventor of Hadacol. The potion was basically a blend of B vitamins, niacin, iron, and lots of water. It was also 12% alcohol, which didn't hurt sales. LeBlanc promoted Hadacol as good for, quote, rebuilding the pep, strength, and energy of buoyant health when the system is deficient. He had no research to back his claims, but there's plenty to support the efficacy of his earlier idea. Social Security helped lead America out of the Depression. It has since saved millions of older and disabled people from poverty. Our economic system could use a little pep, strength, and energy right now. To curb inflation, the Federal Reserve is jacking up interest rates. If that scheme works, it could produce a deep recession. Either way, many Americans will suffer. But, thanks to a little-known politician and patent medicine salesman, some of our most vulnerable citizens will be spared. I'm Don Morrison.
Don Morrison is an author and editor. He's taught at universities in the United States, Europe, and Asia. He's the European editor of the British magazine Port and a member of the Berkshire Eagle Advisory Board. He lives in Paris, Miami, and in Berkshire County.